This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado now has fewer than 100 available intensive care unit beds in its hospitals, and that's something that hasn't happened since the pandemic started. Scott Bookman is the state's incident commander.
We are still incredibly concerned about the trajectory that Colorado is on as of today, and this trajectory does continue to go up.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are one big reason. The current wave is now the second largest of the pandemic. Governor Polis said recently that hospitals may have to move to crisis standards of care, essentially a rationing of care, if the trend doesn't improve. Although President Biden's infrastructure bill passed Congress last night with bipartisan support, no Colorado Republican supported the measure. Representatives Ken Buck, Doug Lamborn, and Lauren Boebert all voted no, while all Colorado Democrats voted yes. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper praised the bill's package, calling it the biggest climate bill in U.S. history and the biggest infrastructure investment since the New Deal. And it's Denver's Arts Week, and CPR's Monica Castillo has a preview.
Through next Saturday, galleries, museums, and cultural institutions will welcome visitors for Denver Arts Week. Check out several events throughout town, including a free night at several museums, walking tours, art sales, and exhibitions. The festivities also include the Denver Film Festival, which is screening movies at various locations. See a full list of events at denver.org. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Unseasonably warm weather for Denver today. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.